Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top-Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, March 31st. The grains closed sharply higher with May corn limit up 564 and a quarter, May wheat up 16 and a quarter at 618, and May beans limit up 1436 and three quarters. May meal was up the limit. May oil was just four ticks off of the limit up, but it did trade limit up at one point. Obviously, the reports, the stocks numbers were actually a little bit negative on the beans and the wheat, just neutral on the corn. But the big news was the acre numbers. Corn were about 2 million under what they were looking for. Beans were about 2.4 million under what they were looking for. Wheat was two over what they were looking for. So it looks like some guys are going to be planting more wheat. We only increased the corn 300,000 acres over last year, and beans were only up 4.1. So very disappointing numbers. If these numbers hold, we have got to have, you know, trend line yield out here to keep things from really getting bad. If we have any hiccup with the weather, these markets are just going to go straight up. But, you know, we're a ways from that happening. In the meantime, there's other things to consider. Demand, I think, is certainly on the wane. What are they going to do with the supply and demand report in April? It'll be interesting to see, but certainly ending stocks for next year are going to be cut. And, you know, we're going to have some very tight supplies out here. It's amazing that both the corn and the beans have closed under the 50-day moving average. First time they had done that in ages. And then they come back today. Usually the market has a pretty good sense of these things. And everybody was taken by surprise out here. We were under the lowest guesses by any of the analysts on corn and beans. The indications look to be 10 to 15 higher on November beans, 9 cents higher on December corn on the overnights. We'll see if they get it. But certainly a very, very friendly report. And like I said, if we have any problems this summer, we're going to move considerably higher. The wheat numbers were not friendly. 2 million more acres, and the stocks were increased by about 42 million bushels. So I don't see anything friendly there, but it rallied along with the corn and the beans. Is the wheat going to be enough to drag down corn and beans at some point? It may. Now, the bean market, we made a new contract high close in the beans by about, I'll take that back. We didn't make a new contract high close. Contract high is at 1446 and a quarter on the May. High close is at 1440, so just under those. New crop beans, same thing, just under the new, under the contract highs and high closes. Corn, May corn a new contract high close, but not a new contract high. Contract highs back on February 9th at 572, so we're only about 8 cents away from that. New crop corn, we're a bit of ways, 484 and three quarters, so about 7 cents away from that. So, I don't know, you know, do we go out, take out the highs, clean up the stops above the market, and then break? I don't know that anybody believes that these numbers are going to be the numbers that we're going to wind up with. They're going to come up with 2 to 3 more million acres. Is that going to be enough? You know, if it's a million in the beans, it's not enough. If it's a million in the corn, it's maybe okay with decent weather. We'd really need to see the 2 million go into the beans, but it's still going to leave us short total planted acres between corn and beans significantly. So, you know, like I said, if we have any problem this summer, you know, we'll see much higher prices. My best advice is, you know, keep the puts on, roll them up when you get the chance. If you do make cash sales for whatever reason, look to re-own it with some call options. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.